How LA housing agencies are trying to use tech to match homeless people with homes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. If you need a ride somewhere, Uber or Lyft will match you with a car and a driver, and off you go. If you're a landlord renting a house, you post it on Zillow and renters can find you. Tech has made it really easy for most of us to get matched up with what we need with just a few clicks or swipes. But this, like so much technology, is not evenly distributed. Nonprofit housing agencies work to help homeless and low-income people find a place to live. A lot of the time, the agencies may even have funding to help pay for that housing. But right now, a caseworker looking for a house for someone still has to do a ton of analog work. A
lot of phone calls, a lot of even just driving around in general communities and looking what's for rent. It's a lot of beating the pavement.
That's Sherry Weaver. She directs homeless outreach at Harbor Interfaith Services in Los Angeles. She says that's all time that caseworkers don't get to spend helping their clients in other ways, like with medical care or other services.
I've been working in homeless services for the past 17 years, and I can remember back in my days of case management, always kind of wishing and hoping that there was just this one place that I could go to in my search to find this listing of housing units, and that's even more so in this day and age with just the really low vacancy rate.
In LA, there's a new tech tool to help. A new platform called LeaseUp is a website that makes it easier for landlords to list affordable housing units and for nonprofits to find those homes. Jennifer Hark-Dietz is executive director of the large housing nonprofit PATH, or People Assisting the Homeless. That's the agency that created LeaseUp. It works just like Zillow or Craigslist, online or a mobile phone, and caseworkers can shop for housing with their clients.
They can see pictures of the units. They can see all of the specifics, like number of bedrooms, you know, whether it's first floor or second floor, and that can really streamline the process. Then on the back end, they can request to see the unit through one of our staff who's going to contact the landlord directly.
Hark-Dietz says that last part is huge. There's such a shortage of low-income housing that right now, landlords get flooded with calls on a single unit from lots of different agencies or individuals. LeaseUp is designed to encourage landlords to list their properties because it makes sure they just talk to one person. Right now, there are about 600 landlords on the LeaseUp platform. Hark-Dietz would like to get 2,000 units on LeaseUp in the next year. And more importantly, she says they want to get people into homes faster.
The longer an individual is out on the street, the more that it taxes our emergency departments, our first responders, and personally, the more that it taxes the individual or family. You know, they're in survival mode and trying to do the best they can on a day-to-day basis. So the faster that we can get them into a permanent home, the better for the entire community.
LeaseUp is funded by a sales tax increase passed in LA County in 2016 that set aside money to help the homeless. But Hark-Dietz says the model of a simple platform for connecting agencies to landlords is expanding to Santa Barbara already and should be a model for the rest of California and even the country. And now for some related links. We actually just had a story on Marketplace the other day interviewing a New York Times reporter on the history of tech companies trying to solve the housing crisis. Spoiler alert, it hasn't gone that well. The Upshot's Emily Badger talked to Amy Scott about how even though there are billions of dollars invested in making it easier to find a home, none of that has made the housing any cheaper. You can find that story and the link to the Upshot piece at marketplacetech.org. But that story doesn't mean that tech won't keep trying, especially since the industry gets so much blame for the high salaries and the big stock option payouts that cause housing prices to pop out of reach of people who don't have that money to throw around. So now you're seeing venture capital funds and accelerators looking to invest in companies that somehow address affordable housing issues. There's one called Metaprop, for example, in New York City. And in fact, there's a wave of investment in real estate-related technology overall. Because let's be honest, there's also money to be made, whether it's in residential or co-working or construction. And of course, it wouldn't be a tech investment trend without a fun little name for it. First, there was fintech for financial stuff, insurtech for insurance, and now there's prop tech, like for property. No, I'm not kidding. Look it up. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.